we were doing with kids, right? I'll read this again. Once while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing kirtan, clouds assembled in the sky, and the Lord, by his own will, immediately stopped them from pouring rain. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that once, when Lord Chaitanya was performing sankirtan, a short way from the village, some clouds appeared overhead. By the supreme will of the Lord, the clouds were asked to disperse, and they did. Because of this incident, that place is still known as Meghera Chara. Since the course of the Ganges has now changed, the village of the name Belakoriya, which was formerly situated in a different place called Taranavasa, has now become known as Meghera Chara. The Madhya Kanda of the Chaitanya Mangala also relates that once, at the end of the day, when evening clouds assembled overhead and thundered threateningly, all the Vaishnavas were very much afraid. But the Lord took his kartals in his hand and personally began chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, looking up towards the sky as if to direct the demigods in the higher planets. Thus, all the assembled clouds dispersed, and as the sky became clear with the moon rising, the Lord began dancing very happily with his jubilant and satisfied devotees. That's like at the Rathiatras many times. Especially like on the West Coast, it's always like sort of fogged in the mornings, and sometimes it looks so threatening. And then somehow or other, you know, Lord Jagannath gets on his cart and beams of light start coming through the clouds. And there was that incident in San Francisco where the beams just focused on Prabhupada first. And then the sky cleared. Just like last night, we saw the Gaur Purnima full moon. The sky had been all overcast during the day, and then we walked out and we saw, wow, there's Lord Chaitanya's moon. The sky had cleared after the kirtan. One day the Lord ordered Srivas Thakur to read the Brihat Sahasranama, the thousand names of Lord Vishnu, for he wanted to hear them at that time. As he read the thousand names of the Lord, in due course, the holy name of Lord Nrsimha appeared. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the holy name of Lord Nrsimha, he became fully absorbed in thought. This is the purport. The Chaitanya Mangala Madhyakanda describes this incident as follows. Srivas Pandit was performing the Shraddha ceremony of his father, and as is customary, he was hearing the thousand names of Lord Vishnu. At that time, Gaurahari, Lord Chaitanya, appeared on the scene, and he also began to hear the thousand names of Vishnu with full satisfaction. And when he thus heard the holy name of Lord Nrsimha, Lord Chaitanya became absorbed in thought, and he became angry like Nrsimha Prabhu in his angry mood. His eyes became red, his hair stood on end, all the parts of his body trembled, and he made a thundering sound. All of a sudden he took up a club, and people became greatly afraid, thinking, "We do not know what kind of offense we have committed." But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adjusted his thoughts and sat down on his seat. In the mood of Lord Nrsimhadev, Lord Chaitanya ran through the city streets, club in hand, ready to kill all the atheists. Seeing him appearing very fierce in the ecstasy of Lord Nrsimha, people ran from the street and fled here and there, afraid of his anger. Seeing the people so afraid, The Lord came to his external senses and thus returned to the house of Srivas Thakur and threw away the club. The Lord became morose and said to Srivas Thakur, "When I adopted the mood of Lord Narsingadev, people were greatly afraid. Therefore I stopped, since causing fear among people is an offense." Srivas Thakur replied, "Anyone who takes your holy name vanquishes 10 million of his offenses immediately." There was no offense in your appearing as Narsingadev. Rather, any man who saw you in that mood was immediately liberated from the bondage of material existence. After saying this, Srivas Thakur worshipped the Lord, who was then greatly satisfied, and returned to his own home. On another day, a great devotee of Lord Shiva, chanting of Lord Shiva's qualities, came to Lord Chaitanya's house, where he began dancing in the courtyard and playing his damaru, a musical instrument. Then Lord Chaitanya, adopting the mood of Lord Shiva, got on the man's shoulders, and thus they danced together for a long time. This is Prabhupada's purport. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adopted the mood of Lord Shiva, for he is Shiva also. According to the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, Lord Shiva is not different from Lord Vishnu, but still Lord Shiva is not Lord Vishnu, just as yogurt is nothing but milk and yet is not milk nevertheless. One cannot get the benefit of milk by drinking yogurt. Similarly, one cannot get salvation by worshipping Lord Shiva. If one wants salvation, one must worship Lord Vishnu. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Matstani sarvabhutani nachaham te shvavastitaha. Everything is resting on the Lord, for everything is his potential energy, yet he is not everywhere. Lord Chaitanya's adopting the mood of Lord Shiva is not extraordinary, but one should not therefore think that by worshipping Lord Shiva, he is worshipping Lord Chaitanya. That would be a mistake. On another day, a mendicant came to beg alms from the Lord's house. But when he saw the Lord dancing, he also began to dance. He danced with the Lord because he was favored by love of Krishna. Thus, he flowed in the mellowness of love of Godhead. Mellowness. On another day, an astrologer came who was supposed to know everything, past, present, and future. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received him with all honor and put this question before him. So there's a long purport here. I'll read most of it. See. Brahmanas generally used to become astrologers, Ayurvedic physicians, teachers, and priests. Although highly learned and respectable, such brahmanas went from door to door to distribute their knowledge. A brahman would first go to a householder's home to give information about the functions to be performed on a particular tithi or date. But if there were sickness in the family members would consult the brahman as a physician, and the Brahman would give instruction and some medicine. Often, since the Brahmanas were expert in astrology, people would also be greatly inquisitive about their past, present, and future. Although the Brahman appeared at Lord Chaitanya's house as a beggar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received him with great respect because He was a qualified Brahmin who knew the astrological signs perfectly. Although Brahmanas would go door to door just like beggars, they were honored as very respectable guests. This was the system in Hindu society 500 years ago, during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This system was current even 100 years ago, even 50 or 60 years ago, when we were children. Such Brahmanas would visit householders like humble beggars, and people would derive great benefit from the mercy of such Brahmanas. The greatest benefit was that a householder could save a great deal of money from being spent on doctor bills, because the Brahmanas, aside from explaining the past, present, and future, could ordinarily cure all kinds of diseases simply by giving instructions and some medicine. Thus, no one was bereft of the benefit of a first-class physician, astrologer, and priest. The important members of ISKCON should give careful attention to our Dallas school, where children are being taught Sanskrit and English to become perfect Brahmanas. If they are actually trained as perfect Brahmanas, they can save society from rogues and ruffians. Indeed, people can live happily under the protection of qualified Brahmanas. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita 4.13 gives special stress to the division of society. Chaturvarnyam maya shristam guna karma vibhagashaha. Unfortunately, some people are now claiming to be Brahmanas simply by birthright, with no qualifications. Therefore, the entire society is in chaos. So we're going back to the pastime here. Lord Chaitanya's inquiring from the astrologer, "Please tell me who I was in my previous birth," the Lord said. "Please tell me by your astrological computations." Hearing the words of the Lord, the astrologer immediately began to calculate. Srila Prabhupada's purport: through astrology, one can know past, present, and future. Modern Western astronomers have no knowledge of the past or future, nor can they perfectly say anything about the present. That's a pretty big cut down. Herein we find, however, that after hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, the astrologer immediately began his calculations. This was not a facade. He actually knew how to ascertain one's past life through astrology. A still existing treatise called the Bhrigu Sanhita describes a system by which anyone can immediately get information about what he was in the past and what he is going to be in the future. The Brahmanas who went door to door as if beggars had perfect command of such vast knowledge. Thus, the highest knowledge was easily available even to the poorest man in society. The poorest man could inquire from an astrologer about his past, present, and future, with no need for business agreements or exorbitant payments. The Brahmin would give him all the benefit of his knowledge without asking remuneration, and the poor man, in return, would offer a handful of rice or anything he had in his possession to satisfy the Brahmin. In a perfect human society, perfect knowledge in any science, medical, astrological, ecclesiastical, and so on, is available even to the poorest man with no anxiety over payment. In the present day, however, no one can get justice, medical treatment, astrological help, or ecclesiastical enlightenment without money. And since people are generally poor, they are bereft of the benefits of all these great sciences. Through calculation and meditation, the all-knowing astrologer saw the greatly effulgent body of the Lord, which is the resting place of all the unlimited Vaikuntha planets. Srila Prabhupada's purport: Here we get some information of the Vaikuntha world or spiritual world. Vaikuntha means without anxiety. In the material world, everyone is full of anxiety. But another world where there is no anxiety is described in Bhagavad Gita. Parastasma tu bhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu navinasyati. Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. That's Bhagavad Gita 8:20. As there are many planets within the material world, there are many millions of planets called Vaikuntha Lokas in the spiritual world. All these Vaikuntha Lokas or superior planets rest on the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagarandakoti. The Brahman effulgence emanating from the body of the Supreme Lord creates innumerable planets in both the spiritual and material worlds. Thus, these planets are creations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The astrologer saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the very same personality of Godhead. We can just imagine how learned he was. Yet, he was traveling door to door, just like an ordinary beggar, for the highest benefit of human society. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same absolute truth, the supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, the astrologer was confused. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Herein it is clearly indicated that the absolute truth, the supreme Brahman, is in the ultimate issue, the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, a person is the beginning of all things, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:8. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything begins from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is the supreme living entity. Therefore, whatever exists, whether matter or spirit, is all but an emanation from the Supreme Person or Supreme Life. The modern scientist's theory that life begins from matter is nonsense. Both matter and life begin from life. Unfortunately, the scientists do not know this scientific fact. They are drifting in the darkness of their so-called knowledge. Struck with wonder, the astrologer remained silent, unable to speak. But when the Lord again put the question before him, he replied as follows. My dear sir, in your previous birth, you were the shelter of all creation, the supreme personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. You are now the same personality of Godhead that you were in your previous birth. Your identity is inconceivable, eternal happiness. Srila Prabhupada's purport. By the power of astrological science, one can even ascertain the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is to be identified by its symptoms. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is identified by the symptoms mentioned in the Shastras. It is not that anyone and everyone can become God without proof from Shastras. When the astrologer was speaking so highly of him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him and began to smile. My dear sir, he said, I think you do not know very clearly what I was, for I know that in my previous birth I was a cowherd boy. In my last birth, I was born in the family of cowherd men, and I gave protection to the calves and cows. Because of such pious activities, I have now become the son of a Brahmin. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The words of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest authority, herein clearly indicate that one becomes pious simply by keeping cows and protecting them. Unfortunately, people have become such rascals that they do not even care about the words of an authority. People generally consider cowherd men lowly members of society, but herein Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that they are so pious that in their next lives they are going to be Brahmanas. The caste system has a specific purpose. If this scientific system is followed, human society will get the greatest benefit. Heeding this instruction by the Lord, people should serve cows and calves and in return get ample quantities of milk. There is no loss in serving the cows and calves. But modern human society has become so degraded that instead of giving protection to the cows and serving them, people are killing them. How can they expect peace and prosperity in human society while committing such sinful activities? It is impossible. So this is when impossible is a word in the dictionary. Regular dictionary. The astrologer said, "What I saw in meditation was full of opulence, and therefore I was confused." Srila Prabhupada's purport. It appears that the astrologer not only was a knower of past, present, and future through astrological calculation, but was a great meditator as well. Therefore, he was a great devotee and could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same personality as Krishna. He was puzzled, however, about whether Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were actually the same person. "I am certain that your form and the form I saw in my meditation are one and the same. If I see any difference, this is an act of your illusory energy." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. In the vision of a perfect devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. One who sees Lord Chaitanya to be different from Krishna is under the illusory energy of the Lord. It appears that the astrologer was already an advanced devotee, and when he came into the presence of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became perfectly self-realized and could see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are one and the same Supreme Person. The all-knowing astrologer concluded, "Whatever you may be or whoever you may be, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you." By his causeless mercy, the Lord then gave him love of Godhead, thus rewarding him for his service. This is a conclusion. We're just going to read a couple sentences in this purport. The incident of Lord Chaitanya's meeting the all-knowing astrologer is not mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, but we cannot therefore say that it did not take place. On the contrary, we must accept the statement of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that whatever the Chaitanya Bhagavat did not mention, he has especially mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anything to add? Questions? Yes, Ruth?
In the Padyavali, Srila Rupa Goswami, he has a few pastimes like this where Krishna kind of has some flashbacks as avatars. And there's two I remember. One of them is very sweet. It's a verse, but it's composed in the form of a conversation. So Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, "Krishna, it's so late at night. Haven't you gone to sleep yet?" And Krishna responds saying, "No, Mother, sleep has not yet come to me." She says, "Okay, I will tell you a story." Krishna says, "Oh, what is that story I've never heard?" Mother Yashoda says, she started relating the pastime of Lord Vishnu. When Krishna heard these words, that Lord Vishnu, in so much anger, broke out of the pillar and put Hiranyakashipu and immediately ripped it. He came out of the pillar. He was furious and he was ready to kill the demon. A smile came on Krishna's lips. And there's a similar one where Krishna, he was hearing the pastime of Lord Rama, and somehow Jatayu was saying, Lord Ramachandra heard Jatayu saying, "My Lord, they're taking Sita, my Lord, they're taking Sita." And Krishna, I think he was dreaming, or I don't know how he heard it, but he, in his form as Krishna, he started yelling, "Lakshmana, where's my bow? Where's my bow? Where's my bow? Lakshmana, give me my bow." Yeah, he was dreaming. And then when the gopis heard him say that in his dream, they were astounded.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a similar, just like these fellows said, "Whatever you are, not for my obeisances." Advaita Charya also, he said something like that. He said, "Yosi sosi namaskate." Whatever you are, you are. And I offer my obeisances to you. Yosi sosi.
Thank you. Yeah. Was it Lord Krishna in Dwarka who would sometimes be morose meditating on his Vrindavan pastimes, and Queens Rukmini and others wouldn't fully understand his mood, but didn't he have like a sort of a mini Vrindavan there or something? Anyway. So in all the different pastimes he has his, like you say, the flashbacks or the so-called memories.